I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Long before Bloody Sunday in Selma, Georgia had a much bloodier civil rights event, the Camilla Massacre. On this day in 1868, during Reconstruction, a political rally in Mitchell County resulted in about a dozen freedmen being killed and 30 others wounded. Georgia had just been readmitted to the Union, but blacks and whites remained deeply divided. In early September, white Democrats in the Georgia legislature expelled all 28 African American members. In response, one of those, Philip Joyner from Southwest Georgia, led several hundred freedmen on a march from Albany to Camilla for a Republican rally. As the marchers entered the courthouse square, the sheriff and other local whites opened fire. The violence sent a clear message. Many black voters stayed home for the presidential election 2 months later. But the Camilla Massacre made national headlines and prompted Congress to return Georgia to military occupation. Finally, in 1998, 130 years later, the massacre was officially acknowledged when Camilla publicly commemorated the victims of the bloody events of September 19, 1868, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.